Thailand is America's oldest ally in Asia, but the relationship has been strained since the Thai military took over the country's government. The military promised a quick return to civilian rule and national reconciliation, but that has yet to happen. From Bangkok, Michael Sullivan reports.
2 years ago Sunday, Thai television screens went blank, then blue, then flashed a picture of a grim-faced military leadership assembled before the cameras. Thais could be forgiven for feeling as if it were Groundhog Day. It was the military's second coup in less than a decade, and their 12th in the past 80 years. Coup leader General Prayut Chan-o-cha told the nation the coup was necessary to bring an end to the political deadlock and frequent protests like this one that often gridlocked the capital, Bangkok. In his coup address, Prayut preached reconciliation and promised to return happiness to the Thai people. He even wrote a song about it. We will keep our promise, the chorus says. Give us some time, trust us, believe in us, and the glorious nation will return. 2 years on, any progress?
The military government claims that it's restored public order, and that's true, it has.
But that's about it, says David Streckfuss, an academic who writes about Thai politics from his home in the northeast city of Khon Kaen.
It's been a lost 2 years. Right now, the economy is moribund. There's nothing moving it. And whatever democracy that the military has envisioned isn't really very democratic.
Paul Chambers teaches at Chiang Mai University's Institute of Southeast Asian Affairs. He says the new military-drafted constitution pretty much cements the military's hold on power indefinitely.
The Senate will be completely appointed, and there would be six members of those appointees that are the military leadership. They can censor the prime minister. They can veto laws from the lower house. This is a sort of a camouflaged method of a constitutional military dictatorship.
Thais will get a chance to vote the new constitution up or down in a referendum set to be held in August. The military won't say what happens next if the public rejects the new charter, and any public criticism or discussion of it is pretty much off limits, including online.
I think that we're heading into a kind of unfolding train wreck.
That's Titinang Pongsudarak of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University. He says the military is trying to turn back the clock to a time when traditional institutions, the military, the monarchy, and the bureaucracy, called the shots. And he doesn't think it'll work.
Civil society in 40 years has overthrown two military dictatorships in 1973 and 1992. I don't see how this society is going to put up with this guy's military rule in the 2010s.
Titinan says Thailand is now facing an existential moment in its history. The country's beloved king in his twilight years, and the old ways of governing may be as well. As the traditional power structure confronts an increasingly informed, social media savvy majority, long disenfranchised but increasingly impatient. Titinan says there's still room and time to get things right before they get out of hand, if both sides agree to give a little to keep the train from jumping the track. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.